We know that a person walks 40 milin, 10 parsais, from Alais HaShachar until Tzais. From Alais till Netz HaChama, a person walks 4 milin. And from Netz HaChama till Shkia, a person walks 32 milin. So in other words, 16 milin is considered Derech Rechaika. From Shkia until Tzais, a person walks the final 4 milin. So in other words, you have a total of 40 milin. Tzaisvus asks from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Daled. Here we say Ben HaShmashas is 4 milin. There we say Ben HaShmashas is 3/4 of a mil. So what's the pshat? So over there, Rabbi Natam says that that over there is referring to the end of Shkia. That's why we only say 3/4 of a mil. But here we're referring to 4 milin, where we're talking about the entire period of Shkia. We then ask, how long in time does it take to walk 1 mil? And we know that the Machaber calculates that this is 18 minutes. He brings this down from a Trumas Hadeshan. That's calculated from this particular sugya. How? If one walks 40 milin in a day of 12 hours, so 12 times 60 minutes is equal to 720 minutes, divided by 40 milin is equal to 18 minutes per mil. The Gra says it's 22 and a half minutes. Since really what we're talking about here is only the Zman from Netz until Shkia. Therefore, one only walks 32 milin. Rambam says, really, the period of a mil is 24 minutes. And the shir of Rabbeinu Tam, which we know of 72 minutes, is based on the cheshbon of 18 minutes for a mil times 4 milin. According to the Gra, where Tzeis is only 3/4 of a mil, so it's 3/4 of 22 and a half, or 17 and a half minutes. We then say that the entire inhabited part of the world is under one star, and the sun is directly on top of us for a period of 1 hour. In other words, Chatzais Hayayim. The Gemara says people live for 70 years. If they live Bigvura, they live for a period of 80 years. And the Gemara brings down a machlaikis on how the constellations move. The Gemara says during the day the sun is Lamata Lerakia. In other words, it's underneath the Rakia. That's why you could see it. And at night it's on top of the Rakia. That's why you cannot see it. Others say that at night it's Lamata Lekarka, that's under the ground, therefore that's why you can't see it. We then say that in the summer, the sun travels high in the sky, so the world is warm. However, in the winter, it is lower in the sky. And this is how we know when you look up during the winter to the sun, you see that it's actually at a point lower in the sky, while during the summer, it's at a point much higher in the sky. Daf Tzadikei. We have a Mishnah that says, what is the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? The first Pesach has the Isur Bal Yirah by Yematzah. And we know that no chametz is allowed, and it requires halel while eating it. However, both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni require halel while bringing it, require matzos umirarim, require tzli esh, and both are deiche Shabbos. We bend our from the pasuk of Kechol Chukas, Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisai, referring to the Pesach Sheni, that tells us that mitzvahs that are directly involved in the karban, in those particular cases, what is involved in the Pesach Sheni is equal to the Pesach Rishon. In other words, mitzvahs Shabagufai equate both the Pesach Sheni to the Pesach Rishon. We say that we do not shech the Pesach Sheni for one person. And the Gemara also says the only time we say halal at night is on Pesach. This is brought down in Rashi. The night of Pesach Sheni is not considered a yontif. It's also brought down here in the Gemara. And we know that the Pesach Sheni is Deicha Shabbos, but there is a machlekes if it is Deicha Tuma. The Gemara even says that both the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni need lina. In other words, you need to sleep over in Yerushalayim, and then you can return to your home, as we see from the pasuk of Ufanisa Vabaiker V'halachta Layahalacha. And we also know that all karbanos, for that matter, require lina. We have a Mishnah that says if a karban Pesach is brought betuma, because most of the am is tame, certain people still cannot eat it. In other words, people who have a tumas haguf, including a nida, a ziv, a zava, or a zava, or yeledas. Finally, we say a tame mace can go into the azara to be makar of a karban Pesach, but not into the heichal, since it's more kadosh. But if, however, he did go into the heichal, he does not get Karis. Daf Tzadik Vav. What was the Mizbeach that was used in Mitzrayim? We know that in the Beis Hamikdash there was the Mizbeach to bring the Karbanos, so what acted the Mizbeach when the Jews were in Mitzrayim? The Gemara answers that the Mashkaif and the Shtei Mezuzos of the doorpost took the place of the Mizbeach. We then have a Mishnah. Ma ben Pesach Mitzrayim le Pesach Doros, what was the difference between the Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach of future generations? Pesach Mitzrayim mikrei mibe'asar. That's one difference. That was taken on the 10th, while Pesachim later on were taken after the 10th. V'ton hazah b'agudas ezayv al hamashkeif v'yal shtei hamezuzas. Another nafkamina, which we said even before this Mishnah. And finally, v'nechal b'chipazin. It was eaten very quickly. Balayla echad. On the period of one night, only that night. U'pesach teres noyeg kol shiva. The Pesach teres was noyeg kol shiva. And we'll see later on in this Gemara, this is a little bit shver here, because the truth of the matter is, even Pesach teres were only noyeg to be eaten on one night. This particular Gemara answers that what the Mishnah says here, Pesach teres noyeg kol shiva, is referring to chametz. In the Gemara, Ben Bagbag says that the carbon tamid needs bikur, needs to be checked for 4 days for a mumin. And we also say that an orel does not eat the Pesach, but does eat matzah umara. Now, going back to what we said before on the Mishnah, the Pesach, the carbon Pesach Mitzrayim, was eaten on only one night. The same thing was also true for Pesach Deris, that it was only eaten for one night. So what then is the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Deris, Lagabi, the carbon Pesach, and when exactly it is eaten? There is no difference. However, the difference is the Isur of Chametz. The Isur of Chametz in Mitzrayim was only for one day. However, Lederis, that was for 7 days. And that's Pshat in the Mishnah, Pesach Deris, Nayeg Kol Shiva, referring to Chametz. That by Chametz, it's Nayeg for 7 days. We then have another Mishnah. A carbon Pesach that was lost, and we were Makdish a second carbon Pesach before we Shechted number two. We found number one. So what do we now do with number one? So we say we let it graze. In other words, it's called Dichoy. If, however, number two was already Shechted, so then we say that number one becomes Eshlomim. Daf Tzadik Zayin. Shmuel says there are 5 cases of Chatos Mesa, where you let the Chatos die by putting it in a room, and therefore there it is left to die. This is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. In any of these cases, however, if this particular animal would have been a Karban Pesach, then we make it into a Shlomim. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Chatos Sha'avra Shnasa. It passed its period of time. In other words, it's more than 1 year old. Raya Isa ki ilu yemedes beveis akvaris. You consider it like it's in a beis akvaris, and it's as if the kohen cannot get to it. We then have a Mishnah. Even though normally we say neitzer ha-pesach lishlamim, and anything that is left over from the carbon pesach automatically becomes a shlamim. However, there are a number of exceptions to this. If you were mafrish an akeva, we know that a carbon pesach you need to use a zachar. Let's say you use an akeva, or we know you need to have the carbon pesach an animal which is less than 1 year old. Let's say you used an animal which was more than 1 year old. So although technically, normally we say Neiser HaPesach L'Shlamim, in these particular cases, we do not say that these become Shlamim, because these are worse cases than normal. And then we also say another halacha. If the Mafrish dies, then his sons cannot bring this as a Karban Pesach, but rather at that point it becomes a Shlamim. Daf Tzadik Ches. The Gemara says we learn 3 things from this Mishnah. Number one, Dichoy applies not only to a carbon, but for an animal which is still alive. In other words, balei chayim nidachin. Number two, dichoy meikara havi dichoy. And number three, yesh dichoy ledamim. That dichoy not only applies to kedusha itself, but to the value of the kachim as well. We then say that if a person's father died before chatzais, then he is completely putter in bringing a carbon pesach. In other words, a carbon pesach rishon. Because he's anoinen. Rav Shimon holds, Ein balei chayim nidachin. Before we said, we learned from the Mishnah, that balei chayim are nidachin. Here Rav Shimon argues on that and says, Ein balei chayim nidachin. Then we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a sheep for a Pesach, which got mixed up with other zvachim, all of them must be pastured till they get a mum. You sell them, and the money can be used to buy new korbanos. Then we have another Mishnah. If a Pesach animal was lost, and the chabura told one person to find it, and then to shecht it. He found it and shechted it, and in the meantime, they weren't sure what happened to him. So they went and shechted a new carbon pesach. So now what happens? Which carbonus does each person belong to? So we say, if his carbon was shechted first, then all of them, all the people who made him a shliach to shecht it, they all have to eat from that carbon as well. If their carbon was shechted first, then they eat from theirs, but he eats from his. If it's a suffix which was shechted first, then he eats his, and they have nothing at all. And not only that, no, we say that no Pesach Sheni is needed, because it's really as if they were all mekuyim, the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. However, just they can't eat it because we're not sure which one was actually shechted first. The Mishnah also gives an Eitzah in a case where two chaburas mixed up their animals of Karban Pesach. Daf Tzadik Tes. We see from this Mishnah, in instances where people ended up talking and doing too much talking, they were in more trouble than if they didn't say anything at all. So the Mishnah concludes, so the Gemara concludes, Amru Chachamim, Yafesh Sika Lechachamim, Kal Vachaymer Letipshim. When you're dealing with Chachamim, we see that it's a nice thing to keep quiet, because we saw here from the Mishnah that keeping quiet yielded better results than when everybody was talking to one another. But we say Kal Vachaymer Letipshim for sure. People who are Tipshim should surely keep quiet. We then say if people come and go within a chabura, Rabbi Yehuda says that at least one of the original chabura members must actually remain. Rabbi Yossi holds, everyone can leave the group as long as they get new people before they leave. This is the end of the ninth parak. And we see here the girsa at the end of this parak. We say, Hadron Allah Mishahaya Tameh, Uslik Allah Pesach Sheni. As we learned in the Hakdama to our Masechta, the first four prakim of Masechta Pesachim and the tenth parak were all part of what at that time was called the Masechta Pesach Rishon. Those dealt with the halachas of chametz u'matzah and the leil of the seder. However, the middle prakim, which dealt with the karban Pesach, that was called Masechta Pesach Sheni. And here we say, because we're now ending up here with the halachas of Pesach Sheni and going back to Masechta Pesach Rishon, we say Hadron Allah Mishahaya Tameh Uslikala Pesach Sheni, because it's the end of this Masechta called Pesach Sheni, and now we return to what was originally the last parak of Pesach Rishon. Pesach, Parak Arvei Pesachim. This parak begins from the Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. It's very interesting, if you look on the side of the Gemara, we have an unusual phenomenon here that we have very few places in Shas. Normally we have Rashi and Tosfos on the side of the Gemara. Here we have not only Rashi and Tosfos, we also have the parish of the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Shmuel, who was a Talmud of Rashi. We know that Rashi had at least two daughters. One daughter's name was Miriam, who was married to the Rivan. His parish is found on the latter part of Makkos, where we have no Rashi. He also had a second daughter, whose name was Yocheved, who had three children. These children included Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. And we have the parish of the Rashbam on Arvei Pesachim here, and on most of the Masechta Bava Basra. Now, here in the Mishnah, we have different girsas on whether this is called Erev Pesachim or Arvei Pesachim, and the plural is referring to both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And the Mishnah begins, Arvei Pesachim Samoch L'mincha Lo Yechal Odom Ad Shetachshach. A person should not eat anything beyond the Zman of Mincha Ketana. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they shechted the Karban Pesach at 8.5 hours. In other words, if the day began at 6 a.m. and ended at 6 p.m., they would shecht the Karban Pesach at 2:30. They were makriv the Karban Pesach at 9.5 hours. In other words, at 3:30. This point, this 9.5 hour point, 3:30, is the beginning of Mincha Ketana. Samach LaMincha would be at 3 p.m. And the reason we want him to refrain from eating is because we want that he should be hungry at night, so that he will be able to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah, the chaviva. Rashi and the Rashbam say, this is not because of that, but rather it's because of hidur mitzvah. He'll be able to do it better. As we learned from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, in the pasuk of Zekeli Van Veyu, that hisnoya b'mitzvahs. It's a good idea to do mitzvahs nicely and to go beyond the call of duty. But the chiddush here is not only is hidur mitzvah on a chefza, like say a lulav, an esrog, or a shayfer, but on a person as well. It's also worth pointing out that on Erev Pesach, one is not allowed to eat matzah at all through the entire day. Like we see in the Yerushalmi, Kol Eichel Matzahs Be'erev Pesach, Ki Ilu Bayal Arusasei Be'Beis Chomav. This is learned from an Esmachta. So Tosfos asks, if you can't eat matzah all day, and we know that fruits are mutter, even after Samach L'mincha, then what is the Mishnah referring to when it says you have to refrain from eating after the Zman of Samach L'mincha? So he answers, this is referring to matzah ashira. The matzah ashira, which technically is mutter, to eat after all, after the zman of samach l'mincha. And we know that matzah ashira, as we learned in Pesachim, daf lamed hei amid beis, this is flour made with mei peres. This is what cannot be eaten after samach l'mincha, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Today, at least amongst the Ashkenazim, we don't eat that matzah ashira, except in a case of great need. So here it's not really nageya, but that's pshat in the Mishnah. Taisvis ad shetechshach is machadish, that although we know from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, that there is a mitzvah of Taisvis Shabbos, that on every Shabbos you should add a little bit of time and make it a little bit longer, so you should begin Shabbos a little bit earlier than the Zman. And in the Gemara in Brachas we learned that it's okay to make Kiddush early. Our Mishnah here, ad shetechshach, tells us that we cannot make a Seder or eat matzah before nightfall. But although it was an inyan of Taisvis Shabbos and Taisvis Yontif, but you cannot transform the night and make it any earlier. So you have to wait mamish until the zman laila before you can begin the seder. Continuing in the Mishnah, va'afilu ani shabi Yisrael lo yechal ad sheyasef. An ani shabi Yisrael is not allowed to eat until he makes haseva, enters in this new mitzvah, this new Indian here of haseva, of reclining. Lo yif chasu loy me'arba kaisis shayayin va'afilu min hatamchoy. And the person who takes care of a tamchoy, which is the plate was used especially for very, very poor people, with a special plate. An ani is mechuyev, and the manager of the tamchui is mechuyev to make sure that the aniim have enough, so they have at least dalad kaisis. We know that the night of Pesach, we drink dalad kaisis, and we have a machlokes between Taisvis and the Rambam, exactly who is mechuyev in arba kaisis. Taisvis learns that only the balabayis is mechuyev in dalad kaisis, since as the Briska Rav learns, he compares these kaisis to those of Kiddush, where one baal is able to be mitzi everyone else at the table. However, the Rambam learns that each and every person is mechuyev to drink his own arba kaisis, and each person not only has to drink arba kaisis, bali lugmav is not enough, but he has to drink a rov kais of each. And this is how we paskin today. The whole inyan of arba kaisis, as Rashi mentions, is keneged the arbal d'shayne gula that are mentioned regarding the Golos Mitzrayim. These include the four words of Vayitzesi, Vihitzalti, Vigaalti, Vilakachti, which are all found in Parshas Va'era. The Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah single out that on Erev Pesach you can't eat Samach L'mincha? We know that every single Erev Shabbos and Yontif you're not allowed to eat past the Zman of Samach L'mincha. As we learned according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to eat any time beyond Samach L'mincha, Kedei sheyikanes l'Shabbos kishehu taiva, so they should be hungry. Rabbi Yossi, however, argues on this and says that he is allowed to eat even until nightfall. So Rabbi Huna answers, the Chiddush here is to teach us that according to Rabbi Yossi, on Erev Pesach, you have to stop eating Samach L'mincha. Rav Papa says that it can even go according to Rabbi Yehuda, but here we add the special inyan of Samach. Daf Kuf. If someone started to eat a meal on Erev Shabbos before 9 hours, in other words, in his mind that it was mutter to eat a meal, and then night comes along, does he have to stop this meal in order to make Kiddush? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you are mechuyev to stop the meal. And according to Rabbi Yossi, you do not have to stop the meal since he already began the Suda in the time that was mutter to begin a Suda. This is similar to what we say by Shalashuddis, that once you begin Shalashuddis before the Zman, you can continue Shalashuddis all the way into Motzoi Shabbos, and you do not have to stop and make Havdalah. Shmuel says a third shot here in this machlokes, that we actually spread a tablecloth, and then we make Kiddush even in the middle of the Suda. Although we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, the Shulchan Aruch still says that we don't begin a major Suda on Erev Shabbos after 9 hours. This is brought down in Siman Reish Mem Tes, Sif Beis. In the time of the Gemara that used to make Kiddush, then they would bring the Chalos and the other food. And this is brought down in the story of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, who was a guest by the Reish Galusa. Taisvis asks, from the Gemara in Shabbos, Adaf Kuf Yud Tes, we know that even when a person comes home from shul on Friday night, there are two malachim who escort him home, a malach toiv on one side and a malach ra on the other. If the malach toiv comes into the house and he finds that the Shabbos table is nicely set, then he says, Yehi ratzayin shetehei l'Shabbos, Shabbosis acheres kach. And the malach ra is forced to answer amen, and he gets this very nice bracha. So how come here we see they did not set it? So Taisus answers, then they had small tables. So these actually were set in advance, but they were brought to the people after Kiddush. However, today where we use big tables, we don't do this. And we set everything in advance, it's just that we leave everything on that big table. Taisus also adds that today we set up challahs, which are covered on both the top and the bottom, as a zecher to the mun, and also so lo yirah hapas bebashtai. The Gemara says that the minhag was to recite Kiddush in Shul on Friday night. What if a person heard Kiddush in Shul? What does he do when he gets home? Rav says that this exempts one from making Kiddush at home, the Kiddush part at home, but not from the Birchas Hayayin. Since there was Hesach Hadas, you now need a new Bari Pri Agafen at home in order to drink wine. And Shmuel says, even Kiddush they were not Yoitza with in Shul, since one must have Kiddush B'makam Su'uda. Therefore, when a person gets home, he now has to make Kiddush again B'makam in the place that he's going to eat a Su'uda. The Rashbam explains, from a Pasuk in Yeshaya, how we see that we need Kiddush B'makam Su'uda. The Pasuk says, V'karasa B'Shabbos Einig. One must have b'makam sha'ata kari l'shabbos sham tehe einig. In the place that you make kiddush, that is the place of einig. So according to Shmuel, you need kiddush b'makam suda because kiddush has to be made in the place of einig. However, according to Rav, there is no chiyuv of kiddush b'makam suda at all. Daf kuf aleph. According to Rav, the reason a man repeats kiddush at home is in order to be mitzi the people at home. And according to Shmuel, why do we need then Kiddush in Shul at all? So the Gemara answers, La'afuke archim yidei chevasa. Since the people who are in Shul, some of them are guests, and they ate, drank, and slept in the Shul, they're archim. Therefore, we have to make Kiddush for them also in Shul, otherwise they have no way to be yaitze Kiddush. From here, Taisus brings a raya, that even if the Mekadesh, the person who made Kiddush, does not taste the Kiddush he himself, but someone else tasted from it, everyone is yaitze anyway, since the Chazan made the Kiddush, and he did not taste from it. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reishai and Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph, it's brought to that it's a mitzvah min ha-mufchar for everyone who heard the Kiddush to taste a little bit from the wine. And Tosfos Divrei HaMaschil of Yochlu asks, how can people eat in Shul? We know that you're not allowed to eat in front of the Aron Kodesh in Shul. So he answers, they actually ate in a second room, not actually in the Shul itself. Also, the reason we say it's considered a b'makam su'uda is since it's okay to make kiddush in one room and have kavana to eat in a second room. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reishai and Gimel, Sif Aleph, we paskin like Shmuel that we say kiddush has to be b'makam su'uda, but it's okay to move around b'di'eved within a big room or to make kiddush in one room and therefore then eat in a second room. And we also say that Rav Huna and Rabba also hold like Shmuel that kiddush has to be b'makam su'uda. The Rush learns that it's best to make Kiddush in front of the Neiris, in front of the candles, Friday night, unless one is mitzdayer. If, for example, let's say the house is very stuffy, and the Neiris are inside the house, and one wants to eat outside on the porch, then he's allowed to do that anyway. And we also know in Simen Reishai and Gimel that you can fulfill b'makam su'uda, Kiddush b'makam su'uda, either with lachem or mezainis. In other words, when a person makes Kiddush, he does not necessarily have to wash, but as long as he eats a shear, Kazayas of Mezainis, he's also Yaitze Kiddush B'makam Su'uda. We know that there are three places where Rabba holds like Shmuel. When the machlokes is between Rav and Shmuel, normally we say we hold like Rav, but Rabba held like Shmuel in these three places. One, moving tzitzis from one beged to another is allowed. Number two, that it's okay to light from one Hanukkah candle to the other. And number three, Davar She'ena Miskaven is mutter like Rav Shimon and like Shmuel. However, he said, that's only in a case where Shmuel was the Mekel. However, if Shmuel was the Machmir, in other words, like a case of Kiddush B'makam Su'uda, then he held like Shmuel. We then say that if a person changes places, he needs to make a new Bracha Rishayna. Why is that true? Because there's now Hesach Hadas. This is not according to the Shita, not like the Shita of Rabbi Yechanan. And we say, according to Rabbi Chisda, this, that you have to make a new Bracha if you change places, is only true if the particular item that a person was eating does not need a bracha achreina bimkaiman. But if it's something that needs ta'un bracha achreina bimkaiman, you wouldn't need a new bracha rishayna since there is no hesach. You would not need a new bracha rishayna since there is no hesach hadas. But according to Reb Sheshes, you would always need a new bracha no matter what the item was that you were eating. Lahalacha, the Rambam and the Rif say like Reb Sheshes, and the Rush says like Reb Chisda. The Mechaber in Kufay and Ches says like Reb Sheshes. We know that usually the Mechaber takes a majority of the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush. And here, since the Rambam and the Rif hold like Rav Sheshes, he also holds like Rav Sheshes. But the Rambam says, like the Rush, and he paskins like Reb Chisda, that it depends if the item is the type of thing which needs a bracha achrayin or not, whether you have to make a new bracha if you change places. And we also say one should make a bracha achrayin or bench before he leaves the table. Daf Kuf Beis. Taisu says that if a person breaks up a meal to daven, it is not considered hesach hadas, so no new bracha is needed. And we say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even dvarim shetu'unin bracha achrayin, shini makam is tzarech levarech, unless you left some people still sitting at the table. The Gemara then says, ein aimrim shtei kiddushas al kais yayin echad. In other words, you're not allowed to make both kiddush and birchas hamazon, for example, on one cup of wine. Lefi she'ein aisen mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, because you don't do mitzvahs together in bunches. Taisvis mentions here that this is the makar for why we use two separate kaises for sheva brachas, one for birchas hamazon and one for the sheva brachas itself, because of the question of chavilas chavilas. We then say that on Matzoi Shabbos we make havdalah in the following order: yayin, besamim, ner, and then havdalah, for an acronym of yibana. This is according to Beis Hillel, because we know according to Beis Shammai, first you would do ner and then you would do besamim. But we pass them like Beis Hillel, that first we do besamim and then we do ner. The Gemara says if a person on Matzoi Shabbos has only one cup of wine and he also wants to eat a meal, he should eat a meal after Shabbos and then make a birchas hamazon and havdalah on the same kais. So this is an exception to the rule of chavilas chavilas. And Taisvis says, how can a person do this? We know you're not allowed to eat before havdalah, so how can a person first eat and then make havdalah later on? So he answers, he began Shalosh Shudas before nightfall. And we know that this is okay, as we see in Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Tzadik Tes, Sif Dalet. However, he says this is a Shver Ateret, since the Brisa that we brought down says Hanichnas B'motzoi Shabbos. So it's not like he could have really eaten the Shalosh Shudas before Shabbos was over. So he gives a second Teretz, that really you should not eat before Havdalah. But if a person has a very good reason to do that, then it's okay. This, however, is not brought L'Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. We know that on Shvi Yishal Pesach, if it falls on Matzoi Shabbos, where you do not need a Shachiyanu, then a person, according to Rav, would make Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, and then Havdalah. On the first night of Pesach, where we do need a Shachiyanu, Abaye says Yayin, Kiddush, Zman, Ner, Havdalah. But Rava, which is how we paskin, says Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Zman, Yak Nahaz. We know that Matzoi Shabbos, Shachal, Liyais, Belel, Yontif, it is okay to use the same cup for both Havdalah and Kiddush, and we're not chayshish for Chavilas Chavilas, since both Kiddush and Havdalah are considered one big Kedusha. In other words, Shabbos and Yontav are like one big Kedusha. Masha'enkin, Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush are considered two separate Inyanim, and you would have the issue of Chavilas Chavilas. The Rashbam says that we use Besamim on Motzoi Shabbos, since normally on Motzoi Shabbos, where there isn't Yontav involved, since the Neshama Yisera leaves us, as we learn from a Gemara in Be'ah. But if Motzoi Shabbos falls out on Yontif, then we do not use Besamim at all, since we already have a Nisham Yisera on Yontif, so we're not losing the Nisham Yisera as we go into Yontif. Taisvis asks a question here, and asks, we know that there is no Nisham Yisera on Yontif. Where did the Rashbam get this inyan of Nisham Yisera on Yontif? We know that that does not exist. Why? Since if there was a Nisham Yisera on Yontif, you would need Besamim when you make Havdalah on Motzoi Yontif, and we know you don't do that. The Kedushas Levi, written by Rav Levi Mibar Ditchev, answers this question for the Rashbam with a Gemara here in Psachim on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. We know that there's a difference between the brachas we make on Shabbos and Yontif, in the Shemon Esrei and in Kiddush. At the end of the bracha on Shabbos, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. On Yontif, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael VaHazmanim. Now, why is it that on Shabbos, the bracha we say implies that Hashem was Mekadesh the Shabbos, but on Yontav, the bracha we say implies that Hashem was Mekadesh Yisrael, and then Yisrael was Mekadesh the Yontav? Why is there a difference between those two brachas? So he answers, Gemara answers. The reason there's a difference between these two brachas is because on Shabbos is Kavua. Shabbos was Kavua from the Yemei Bereishis. So therefore, it was Hashem who is actually Kaveya, the Zman of Shabbos. Therefore we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Mashayin Ken Anyantav, we say Mekadesh Yisrael Bazmanim, because Hashem gave Klal Yisrael the ability to be Mekadesh the Zmanim. How? Vay Kiddush HaChodesh. Through Kiddush HaChodesh, Klal Yisrael, decides which day of Rosh Chodesh it is, exactly when Rosh Chodesh falls out. Therefore, from that, it will determine exactly when it is that Yontav that falls out. So what exactly is it that the Kiddush, which Kiddush did Klal Yisrael actually get in order to be able to do this, to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and eventually to be Mekadesh the Yontav? So he answers, it's a special Neshama Yisera Shal Yontav. And this Neshama Yisera Shal Yontav, which gives Klal Yisrael the ability to be Mekadesh the month and to be Mekadesh when Yontav is something that always exists within Klal Yisrael. This is what allows them to designate months, which eventually pinpoint the exact day of Yontav. Accordingly, when Shabbos leaves us, since it was really Hashem who was Mekadesh the Shabbos, so the Neshama Yisera of Shabbos leaves us also. That's why we need Besamim. Masha'enkin, when Yontav is over, the Neshama Yisera of Yontav doesn't leave us. Therefore, no Besamim is needed. In any case, according to both Tosfos and the Rashbam, you do not need Besamim on Matzah Yontav at all. And on this point, we will conclude this shir.